Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Tiffany.
So today we're kind of going to be talking a little bit about sports and sport injuries and kind of doing activities where you get hurt or you could get hurt.
I'm out.
Okay, so you're afraid of getting hurt?
A little bit. I think the older that I get, the more scared I am of getting hurt because...You know, I think when you're younger, you're just like, okay, it's fine.
Whatever.
Like, you'll get better the next day. But as you get older, it's kind of like, okay, I'm going to get better within 5 days or in a week. So I think I'm a little bit afraid. What about you?
Well, I'm not an idiot, but on the other hand, I will do some things that where danger is a possibility.
Ooh, Mr. Danger.
Well, like bungee jumping, right?
Okay, yeah.
Would you bungee jump?
I would skydive, not bungee jump.
Okay, so skydive, yeah, there's a much smaller chance of getting injured, but you're still jumping out of a plane at 5,000 meters in the air.
Uh-huh.
Okay, or doing some kind of like rock climbing.
Okay.
Playing a very physical sport.
Yeah, those small injuries I think are okay. Like,
okay.
There's always the risk of getting hurt when you play sports. So when you play, you know, anything
True,
that
even,
involves...
Even like tennis with no contact.
Yeah, so...Okay, I guess sometimes it's unavoidable. Like,
right.
It's hard to say. But if it's a big, 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 big risk, I might think about it.
So what about, like, standing on top of a cliff and jumping into a pool of water?
No.
No?
I'm really scared of that, actually. I tried to cliff jump.
Uh-huh.
And...Oh my gosh, it's the scariest thing ever, I think.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
Not well, for me.
There we go. So, one of the things that you can do getting, or you can do to get hurt is playing sports. That's what we're going to look at today, because Laura is going to do a little bit of sport with Pat, but it's not going to go well for her. Let's read through and find out what happens.
Reading.Laura gets hurt playing basketball. Pat and his friends are playing basketball. Laura passes by the court.
Hey, Laura, we need one more player. Would you like to play some basketball with us?
Sure. I just need to warm up for a few moments. My muscles are really tight.
Don't worry about it. You'll be fine. Let's get started immediately.
I usually stretch before I play sports, but okay.
Stop worrying. Say, let's try a give and go on the first play. You sprint under the basket and I'll pass the ball to you. Then, quickly pass it back to me.
Okay, let's do this.
We scored! That was outstanding, Laura. Let's try it again. Laura?
Ouch! I think I sprained my ankle during that play when I caught your pass. I can barely move it now.
Oh, no. I think you need medical attention.
Well, hopefully, it's not as serious as I think it is. But better safe than sorry.
I totally agree. Plus, if you're feeling better, you can always come back and join our game later.
Laura walks off to see a doctor.
Okay, so the article starts with Pat and his friends. They're playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Laura passes by the court.
Miss Laura.
So, yeah, to pass by just means to walk by, walk next to a particular place or person or an activity, but by chance.It wasn't planned, you know, Laura just happened to do it. She wasn't planning to go and see Pat, she's just walking by while they're playing basketball. Two separate events that are suddenly connected, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You could also say you pass by a clothes shop and saw it's having a sale. So you go, oh, I'm going to look at that. But you didn't plan to go there to check out the sale.
Mm, good surprise. All right, so then Pat says, hey, Laura, we need one more player. Would you like to play some basketball with us? Actually, she would be really great for the team. She's tall.
She can help
you, you know, block the ball a bit.
Okay, so Laura seems pretty happy to join in.
Mm-hmm.
She says, sure, I just need to warm up for a few moments. So warm up is a phrasal verb, super important for exercises.
Mm-hmm.
To to warm up means to do stretches and maybe a bit of light exercise, mm-hmm. like a quick jog or something mm-hmm. like that, so that the blood starts moving to your muscles and the muscles themselves become loose and ready to be used in an activity. We can also use the noun a warm-up, in which case we'd put a hyphen in, and a warm-up is the routine of stretches and small exercises. Now, you should warm up before you exercise. You'll always see athletes warming up before they play games or start to race and things like that.
That's right. It's very important, especially when you're doing sports or anything that involves, like, using your muscles a lot.
Yeah, stretching, running, doing something active.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Laura says, my muscles are really tight. So she knows she has to warm up, and she says, my muscles are really tight. Now, we keep seeing this word muscle, or we keep saying this word muscle. Now, what muscles are, it's basically we have something called tissues and cells in our body. Now, what the tissues do is they help you move your body around. For example, your heart beats because the muscles in your heart work together to pump blood throughout your whole body. Now, we can stand up and we can walk around because the muscles in our legs help you do these things. Without muscles, we wouldn't be able to blink, to walk, or to hold things. For example, we can say, George exercised at the gym because he wanted to build more muscles.
So Laura says her muscles are tight. Here, tight means it's stretched so that there's no looseness or ability to move. Mm-hmm. Now, if you try to do exercise with tight muscles, they will easily get damaged, okay? You could think of the same thing as a wire. If you stretch the wire tight and you try and do stuff with it, it might break. But if the wire is loose, it'll be fine. You can easily move it around and it won't break. We could also describe clothes as being tight, which means they fit very closely and there's no real room to move within them. Okay, so here we could use the word tight like this. This stretch can help relax the tight muscles around your neck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if your muscles feel very tight, you could also go and get a nice massage to loosen them up.
Sounds really nice. All right, so Pat says, don't worry about it. You'll be fine. Let's get started immediately. So Laura actually was trying to say, you know, wait, I need to warm up. You're like, no, don't worry. Come on, let's go. So he says, let's get started. Let's play immediately. Let's play right now.
Yeah, get in the game, which mm-hmm. is kind of silly from Pat's point of view. Laura, even though she's thinking, I should stretch, she says, well, I usually stretch before I play sports, but okay. So she's going to get in the game anyway without stretching. Now, to stretch means to straighten or extend your body or a part of your body to its full length. Now, we do this to kind of loosen up our muscles. We talked about stretching in a warm-up. Or we could do it in order to reach something. For example, if I'm stretching my arm, I'm putting it all the way out there.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do that several times gently, these muscles will stretch and they'll start to get loose and they won't be too tight when I need to use them. Here's another example for stretch. The boy stretched in order to reach the cookies on the top shelf.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, he uses whole body, arms, legs, everything to get the cookies.
To try to get the cookie in the cookie jar. All right, so next Pat says, stop worrying. Say, let's try a give and go on the first play. Okay, so he tells Laura, don't worry about it. You'll be fine. You don't need to stretch. Just come on and go play with us. Now, a give and go is a phrase, and it's also known as a 1-2 in basketball. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So it means that two players pass the ball to each other. So I pass the ball to Pat. He passes it back to me. So
okay.
That's called a give and go.
Right. I know that as a 1-2. We often use that in soccer as well, when A passes to B and B passes it straight back. He doesn't hold on to it, the ball, for a while. He doesn't run off with the ball. It's just kind of bop, bop, very quick.
Oh.
And A will normally keep running when he's passed the ball to B, so that when he receives the ball again, he'll be in a much better position.
Oh, so we can use the 1-2 or give and go in most sports that involves, like,
passing
a ball or something.
Yeah, okay. And that will usually get you around the defenders and get you in a good position to score.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Pat then explains a bit further. You sprint under the basket and I'll pass the ball to you, then quickly pass it back to me. So there we go. He's explaining in more detail, like we just did, the give and go, or the 1-2. He also used the verb to sprint. To sprint means to run very, very, very fast. Uh-huh. Basically as fast as you can, like the athletes in the 100 or 200 meter races. Now, we can also use the word sprint as a noun. These people are competing in the 100-meter sprint, which means a very fast race. Here's an example sentence. The runners sprinted toward the finish line.
So they ran very, 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 very quickly to the finish line. So we can say, run, Laura, run. Mm-hmm. All right, so Laura says, okay, let's do this. So she's excited. She wants to, you know, get into the game now, and she's ready to, we can say this is a play. Right?
Yeah, it's a play.
When you have a kind of a strategy during a basketball game or any kind of sports game, it's called a play.
Mm-hmm. So they do the play, they do the give and go or the 1-2, and then Pat says, we scored!
Yay!
That was outstanding, Laura! Okay, so outstanding. This is an adjective, and it means really good or really high in quality. It's similar to words like excellent, brilliant, great, amazing, and so on. If it's outstanding, it stands out from others around it because it's much better than they are. Here's another example. Ryan's parents were pleased by his outstanding test scores. So his scores were really good.
So you guys scored a point. Pat and Laura scored a point.
Boom.
So Pat's like, okay, this is a great play. So this is a good strategy. So he says, let's try it again.
Yeah, do another give and go. But Laura says, ouch. Okay, why does she say ouch? She says, I think I sprained my ankle during that play when I caught your pass. I can barely move it now. So there's that word play that Tiffany explained, a particular move or strategy or something you use. We also see the verb to sprain. To sprain something is to violently pull or twist the tissue of a joint. So the joints are things like your ankle, your wrist, your elbow. Mm-hmm. And when you sprain something, you cause it pain. You cause it to kind of swell up and get big. But you don't pull it loose, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, the tissue that you sprain, it connects bone to bone or bone to other important internal body parts. And if you sprain it, you damage it pretty badly, but you don't snap it. So it's not as bad as, like, breaking something or really ripping some of your internal tissues, but it's super painful and you shouldn't keep playing sport. Mm-hmm. Here's another example of sprain. Matt fell down some steps and sprained both his ankles. Very ouch. We can also use sprain as a noun, like it's a bad sprain, something like that.
All right, so maybe when Laura was running, she accidentally, we can think about her ankle maybe just going in a different direction.
Yeah.
And then she kind of pulls apart that place where the bones connect. So it's actually really painful.
And her muscles were tight as well.
Exactly.
So if she stretched when she was passing the ball back to Pat, maybe she stretched those tight muscles too much and they got damaged.
That's right. So Pat says, oh no, I think you need medical attention. So right, when something happens like this, okay, try not to do it yourself, because we might be, you know, fixing it the wrong way. Mm-hmm. Pat says she needs medical attention. Medical is a vocabulary word, and it's an adjective that means something that is related to medicine and maybe how you can treat diseases or kinds of illnesses or sicknesses, or in this case, certain kind of injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for example, we can say, Taiwan has a great medical system.
Yeah, right? It does.
I think it's like number one in the world, I think.
Ooh, I don't know about that. I'm very, very happy with Britain's health system.
That's a good health system,
free.
Too.
So, yeah, Canada's, I think, is also pretty good.
Yes.
So. Anything but the US, basically. That's like the worst. Okay, so Laura maybe needs to go to the doctor. You can look after a sprain and the body will kind of sort itself out. And if you put ice on it, it can help, that kind of thing, and rest it. But if it's really bad, she should seek medical attention, which means go to a doctor. So Laura says, well, hopefully it's not as serious as I think it is. In other words, I hope it's not as bad as I don't think I've really ripped it. Then she says, but better safe than sorry. Now, better safe than sorry is a short sentence, a kind of a proverb. And to find out what it means, we're going to go to our Shortcut for You section and see how we can use this phrase.
Shortcut for You.
Oh, you're packing. That's great.
Yeah, I like to start packing early so I know that I'm prepared.
Cool. So, what's all this stuff? Why are you packing a mug?
Well, some hotel rooms don't have cups. If I take one, I won't have to buy one, if that's the case.
Okay, well, why are you packing this plant?
I need to water it soon. I don't want it to die while we're gone. So, better safe than sorry.
You're going to be sorry when this plant does not make it there safely, that's for sure.
You've twisted my words. Better safe than sorry is used to say that being careful, even if it means you're slow or use more effort, is better than taking risks that can have really bad results.
So, better safe than sorry means 为了保险起见.
Yep.
I think keeping the plant here is probably your safest choice then.
But can't I just take it?
Aaron, we're only going for one night. Leave the plant here.
Okay, so better safe than sorry. This is kind of an idiom, but it's also a proverb. A proverb is something like an old saying that kind of everybody knows and a lot of people uses because it's basically old wisdom that's true. So better safe than sorry means it's better to be careful, even if being careful takes a bit of time, takes a bit of effort and so on. And it's better to do that than take a risk that may have a bad result, in which case, of course, you will be sorry or you will feel sorry. Like, oh, why didn't I do that? Oh, I should have been safe even if it took longer than be sorry because I rushed it.
That's right. So usually I'm kind of like that when I'm in a situation where I know it's a little bit dangerous. I think to myself, what is the safer choice? Mm. What is the best thing to do? Because I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to go to the doctors. I'm a little bit scared of, you know, getting shots and needles and bones breaking. I'm really scared of that. So I am definitely better safe. I always do things that are better safe than to be sorry. All right. So Pat then says, okay, he says Laura should get some medical attention. Mm. Okay, she needs some medical help. So Pat says, I totally agree. Plus, if you're feeling better, you can always come back and join our game later. So, of course, you know, she hurt her ankle. She should not be playing anymore.
No.
That's a big no-no. So she needs to go to the doctor or she needs to go see the nurse and see what the doctor says before she can come and play basketball again.
Yeah, but she's not completely sure. Now, sometimes if you're in a sport, someone might kind of tap your ankle, knock it, and you think, oh, that really hurts. But you're not sure how bad it is. So sometimes you will kind of try and walk around and see if the pain goes away. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't, that's when you need to definitely go to the doctor or something.
That's right.
A lot of sports games, you'll see the, you know, the medics come onto the field and help the person off and a substitute will come on and they'll try and deal with it. Mm-hmm. A sprain can kind of fix itself in not too long.
Yeah.
But we don't know exactly what it is. Laura's not a doctor. She doesn't know, it's not broken, because she can still walk, but if it really hurts, then she's not sure how badly it's been damaged.
Right.
Next, we see that Laura walks off to see a doctor. Now, to walk off, here it doesn't mean you're walking off something. It just means a person is leaving the scene where the action has been taking place. Okay, so she's just walking off down the road. She's walking off towards the hospital. Really, she shouldn't be walking.
I know. She should get a wheelchair or something.
Yeah, like Pat should go and find, you know, call a taxi to take her to the doctor or to the hospital. But then again, maybe if she can walk, it's not so bad.
Yeah, maybe it's not as serious as we thought it was.
Exactly. We'll find out tomorrow when Laura gets to the doctor. Right now, it's time to go to today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So our question is, what are your favorite sports?
Okay.
So it could mean to play, could mean to watch.
Right.
All good.
I'm not really a physically sporty person, but I do enjoy playing volleyball. Okay, that's something that I like. I do like to watch sports. I like to watch soccer or football. I like to watch basketball and things like that. So I don't mind watching sports, but if I have to play it, I'm not very good at a lot of them. So I just kind of, you know, stick around and watch it instead. What about you?
Let's see. When I was at school, I was played in the soccer team a bit and on the rugby team, which is a bit like football in America, but you can't pass forward.
You have to pass backwards,
it backward, right? And you don't wear all the helmets and stuff. So, but otherwise, a similar game. I was pretty good at badminton. But I like watching sport on TV. I love watching football. I'm going to call it that, not soccer. I like watching cricket a lot.
Oh, that's very British.
Very British, yeah. Cricket is a great game. It's like baseball, but sometimes the games go on for 5 days.
Wow.
And it's a summer sport, so you just kind of sit in the sun and enjoy this nice kind of slow pace but interesting game. But I'll watch a lot of things. I can't really get into tennis.
Tennis is okay for me.
Back and forth.
And it's quiet.
Not tennis. Golf? No. Not really, but I'll pretty much watch most other sports just for a bit to see how they go.
Maybe golf when you're older.
Yeah, I've played it. I'm not great. I lost one ball in the water, but there you go. But that's all we got time for today. Join us again tomorrow to see how Laura gets on when she goes to see the doctor. See you then. Bye for now.
Laura gets hurt playing basketball. Pat and his friends are playing basketball. Laura passes by the court.
Hey, Laura, we need one more player. Would you like to play some basketball with us?
Sure. I just need to warm up for a few moments. My muscles are really tight.
Don't worry about it. You'll be fine. Let's get started immediately.
Well, I usually stretch before I play sports, but okay.
Stop worrying. Say, let's try a give and go on the first play. You sprint under the basket, and I'll pass the ball to you. Then, quickly pass it back to me.
Okay, let's do this.
We scored! That was outstanding, Laura. Let's try it again. Laura?
Ouch! I think I sprained my ankle during that play when I caught your pass. I can barely move it now.
Oh, no. I think you need medical attention.
Well, hopefully, it's not as serious as I think it is. But better safe than sorry.
I totally agree. Plus, if you're feeling better, you can always come back and join our game later.
Laura walks off to see a doctor. Vocabulary Review. Muscle. Arnold's muscles are very big because he often goes to the gym and lifts weights. Tight. Mary's leg muscles feel tight because she ran a long distance yesterday. Stretch. It's important to stretch before exercising, or you could hurt yourself. Outstanding. Terry is an outstanding baseball player. We need to get him on our team. Sprain. Lisa slipped while dancing, fell, and sprained one of her wrists. Medical. It's best to see a doctor if you have a medical emergency.